WDR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Shot down with a missile from a U.S. warplane, what U.S. officials call a Chinese spy balloon, which floated off the South Carolina coast. Officials saying President Biden gave the go-ahead to shoot it down days ago. It's ABC's Ellen Lopez.
Beijing insisting the balloon is a civilian aircraft used mainly for weather research, claiming it had seriously deviated from its scheduled route and that they had limited ability to control it. The Pentagon dismissing that explanation. Secretary of State Blinken even scrapping his planned trip to China.
Is a clear violation of U.S. sovereignty and international law.
With geopolitical tensions already high between the two powers, analysts say the incident could be considered a provocation.
What the U.S. says was a spy balloon carried a large tech payload, size of three buses. A military analyst says the wreckage will be retrieved with at least 16 solar panels powering the sensors that the U.S. believes was beaming data back to China. This is ABC News. Home prices have been getting more affordable in many areas, and mortgage rates are at a five-month low. ABC News business correspondent Alexis Christophorus.
For a consumer purchasing a $400,000 home today with a 20% down payment, the monthly mortgage payment is $293 less than it would have been in October. The steady decline in mortgage rates breathing some life back into the housing market.
This is some crowded class in a class action lawsuit. ABC's Patrick Reeval.
Nearly 14,000 people from Nigeria are suing the oil giant Shell in Britain's High Court, demanding it clean up pollution and pay compensation for oil spills in their region.
No more anonymously leaving aerosol cheese smears in the sliding glass doors.
The Airbnb is about to change its rule book. It'll soon require everyone making a booking to verify their identity. The company says that taking away some anonymity will have guests behaving better when they stay in Airbnb short-term rentals.
ABC's Jim Ryan. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Did you hear about the vampire that was found? Headline is, skeleton of female, quote, vampire, unearthed at cemetery in Poland.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
A sharp sickle was placed across her neck and a padlock was put around her big toe. Her burial reveals fear around vampires.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry, always on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. Joey from Bad Year joins us.
Someone drank my sweat last night, let's just say that.
Was it like in a glass or was it like...
Straight wrung out of my tidy white, actually, that I...
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know what this guy was on.
I love Bad Year, but I'm not going to be drinking anybody's sweat.
Me either.
Yeah, but you were happy to give it, so, right?
I'm like, sure, dude, knock yourself out.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Just erase. You think your verse Radio, we are local music. Elizabeth Mary there in Parking Lot Kiss, starting the hour off with a double dip of Elizabeth Mary. Meet Me at Madison before that. You can meet Elizabeth Mary at the Rooster, the Red Rooster here in Madison on February 7th. She's playing live with her. Are they married?
They're getting married soon, Jimmy.
So there's, you can see Elizabeth Mary with her soon-to-be husband, Paul Schluter, at the Rooster on February 7th. That's going to be a fun show right there.
That is.
What is the wedding? Do you know?
It's coming up. I don't know the exact date, but it's coming up soon. I keep seeing more and more things that it is coming. So
it's coming soon.
Paul Schluter and Elizabeth Mary getting married.
Congratulations. Hey, everybody. I'm Jimmy K. He's Rocker. We're on the Civic Media Radio Network. Terry's off tonight, but she does have an interview later on tonight, Rocker, she's going to check in with.
That's right, Jimmy. We still have a couple things coming up. Shawn Michael Dargan, he just walked in the studio. We're going to be talking to him after 7:30. Terry Barr, she's going to be talking with Joe Richter, a Milwaukee-based musician. We're going to learn the surprising way Joe is helping others, plus where you can catch his band's special show. Then faster out of Janesville. We're going to be talking to bassist Jason Pettit, and then live in the Devil's Lair with the Gypsy Jazz of Harmonious Wail, which is going to be very special, Jimmy. Then Maxine Kevy, 10 to midnight with yours truly, Rocker.
And that is all over the Civic Media Radio Network, including our brand new market that came on air last week up in Green Bay, WGBW 97.9 FM and 1590 AM. That AM station, I guess, shoots all the way up into the Door County Peninsula.
Oh, yeah. That's a big one up there. And, you know, now it's WGBW. That's Green Bay, Wisconsin. So WGBW.
Of course, our friends over in Richland Center listening to us on WRCE. And, of course, Oshkosh. We love you up in Oshkosh. I want to go to Oshkosh soon.
Kiss.
Yeah. Absolutely. So great network of stations here on Civic Media. Be sure to check out the website, civicmedia.us, for all the information. A full list of all the shows, all the podcasts are there. While you're there, be sure to stop by the Max Inc. radio page and check out our podcast. Rocker Frank Bush is going to be at the Rooster as well on Tuesday, January 31st, with his band Frank Bush and the Names. Here is Frank Bush with Wheelhouse, Hungover, and Heartbroken. Wheelhouse on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Rolled into town in a cloud of dust and a beat up old Chevy, all covered in rust. No one has seen the likes around here. The best thing out of Texas is shine a pot beer. But she said she was a preacher's daughter, but she's forgotten everything that he taught her. All I know, and I don't know much, is I fall in love with every touch. She got a boots on the bar. I've never heard her once complain about the president, government, Pope or queen. Don't like sleep, frightened of dreaming. I think she's fighting some inner demon. I don't think I can take much more. Spending all my money at the liquor store. She's underage but never gets caught in. I'm hungover and broken hearted. I'm hungover and broken hearted. Like Cody and the boys, and I need party. I'm hungover.
They come from the mouth, standing in line for that 100-proof out. White lightning, yeah, moonshine, little bit frightening, when I don't have that jug by my side, yeah, I don't have that jug by my side. Intimidating appearance, she ain't never been in a fight. Nevertheless, she stays up on the hill. When trouble comes knocking, I know that blood will spill. Yeah, I know that blood will spill.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you. soul till you find me again. The night is young and you're like me again. Had to come a long, long way. The timeless way to your
such an awesome song. Maggie Shays and Fog from her Fog album in 2022 on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. You can catch Maggie Shays, or M. Shays as she likes to be called, on Friday, February 10th with Jay Marston at the Harmony Bar and Grill. That's going to be a good show. So Marston and M. Shays at the Harmony on Friday, February 10th. Before that, we heard the Material Boys. They have a Bluegrass Monday happening at the Malt House on February 20th here in Madison. Jimmy K and Rocker hanging out with you on a Saturday night. It's pretty snowy out there. If you're all driving around, please be careful. Shawn Michael Dragon's going to come in the studio here in just a couple of minutes. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Three locations in the Madison area: Monona Drive, Livingston Street, and Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's sales. SalvatoresTomatoPies.com. And by the Spaceship.tv. See a show, check listings, buy tickets. The Spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. Live to internet streaming of all your favorite bands. Get all the details and see shows right now at the Spaceship.tv. thespaceship.tv.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Shot down with a missile from a U.S. warplane, what U.S. officials call a Chinese spy balloon, which floated off the South Carolina coast. Officials saying President Biden gave the go-ahead to shoot it down days ago. It's ABC's Ellen Lopez.
Beijing insisting the balloon is a civilian aircraft used mainly for weather research, claiming it had seriously deviated from its scheduled route and that they had limited ability to control it. The Pentagon dismissing that explanation. Secretary of State Blinken even scrapping his planned trip to China.
Is a clear violation of U.S. sovereignty and international law.
With geopolitical tensions already high between the two powers, analysts say the incident could be considered a provocation.
What the U.S. says was a spy balloon carried a large tech payload, size of three buses. A military analyst says the wreckage will be retrieved with at least 16 solar panels powering the sensors that the U.S. believes is beaming data back to China. This is ABC News.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Go by any construction site in Wisconsin, you're going to see a lot of Michael's trucks. Since 2014, they've had more than $1 billion worth of contracts with the state government.
A large part of those coming with Foxconn without any results in that area.
Do we want a governor who might be giving his brothers the contract? I think he needs to answer that before the election.
We'll just kick that one down the road. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But of course, Michael's corporation would get to build that said bridge.
Listen Monday through Friday from 2 to 3. It's Dueling Tangents.
We are the boy band.
Your tween made you see.
We are the boy
with painful concert number three.
We are the boy band. We're 5 and 19.
We are the boy band.
Always singing on key.
You love your kids enough to take them to see their favorite band. Love them enough to make sure they're buckled up in the back seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
That Wisconsin sounded so good. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I won't sit to watch you standing. I can't reach to catch your landing. I'm not waiting for the day. My two worlds become none. One last push before I pull it. One more time you dodge the bullet. I can't guarantee they'll stay. The two worlds become none. First you say it's getting better. Then you say it's for the best. Now I can't seem to find a way to make you understand the rest. Make you understand. Burst of golden silence we will cherish evermore. I can't sit to watch you standing. I won't reach to catch your landing. I'm not waiting for the day our two worlds become none. No, I can't bear to see the way our two worlds become none. No, I can't guarantee I'll stay till two worlds become none.
Very nice. Shawn Michael Dargan on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Just come out swinging with some live music. I like that. Woo. I like that a lot. Rocker, take it away, brother.
Shawn Michael Dargan by day is the music advisor for the Wisconsin Union Directorate, and by night he's a singer-songwriter who has played in many local bands over the years, from the Kissers to the current Beatles tribute, Madison Mystery Tour. A solo artist and much more, here in the studio to tell us about his upcoming album and maybe even play another song, Shawn Michael Dargan. Shawn, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hello, Rocker. Thanks for having me, brother.
My pleasure. Shawn, thanks so much for coming in to play the new songs from your upcoming album. For those of our listeners who are not familiar, tell us a little bit about Shawn Michael Dargan.
Well, sure. As you mentioned, I'm local. I live right here in Madison. I've been playing music in Madison for 21 years since I moved here, and I was doing it for 21 years before that, probably. I lived in Los Angeles, California before I moved here, but I've lived in Austin and in New York City and Washington, D.C., and I've been doing this since I got out of school. So I've been, taking it as seriously as one possibly can, trying to do my thing and just keep writing songs and playing them for the nice people.
Now, before we get to your new album, you put together the Madison Mystery Tour, and you're performing the Beatles' Red album along with an all-star orchestra on February 18th at the Barrymore Theater in Madison. Tell us about this upcoming show.
Sure.
And about the Madison Mystery Tour.
Well, what you just said is mostly true. I didn't actually assemble the band. I was a latecomer to it.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not the newest member, but I've been in the band for about 9 years now.
Okay.
Almost 9 years. The band's been together for a little bit longer than that. They had put out the first two records. They did shows. The mission of the band was to do a live show on the 50th anniversary of every Beatles album.
Nice. Wow.
And we just accomplished that with Let It Be being the last record that we did back in May at the Barrymore Theater.
That had to be really fun to do on stage.
And super fun.
Yeah.
And what's super cool about it is, although the Beatles were a tremendous touring band for several years, they stopped right in the middle of their career, really right when they were reaching an ascendancy point, when they were putting out some of their best records, Rubber Soul and Revolver. They stopped touring completely. So we're doing things that they never did. How about that?
Right. I mean, their last show was on the rooftop that we saw in Get Back.
Yep.
And before that, it was like
it had been years,
the old style Beatles. And they quit because, the equipment was so bad back then.
Very hard. I mean, the rigors of touring were the same then as they are now, I'm sure. Even for a band that's as the most popular thing in the world, which they were, it's still exhausting. And they were finding it hard to keep up with their artistic vision and their mission of making new records, writing new songs and putting out new records. And they decided that they would choose that over touring, which was a bold decision to make at the time.
And Shawn, another band you were in, was it the Kissers? Did I hear that right?
Yeah, I played in the Kissers for about 5 years.
They're fun.
They're fantastic. They're all friends of mine. The band leader, Ken Fitzsimmons, is a dear friend of mine.
Oh, yeah.
He and I have written a couple of shows together and written a bunch of songs together, and I played in that band for about 5 years. It was really cool.
Ken's out at Blasthouse.
Yeah, he's with the Madison Music Foundry and Blast House Studio. Yep.
And the Kissers are not playing anymore. I think they played their last show not too long ago, right?
Allegedly. The Kissers have even when I was in the band, the band broke up and went on sabbatical for quite a while and then came back and started doing it again. So I would never write the Kissers off. I would never say they're down for the count.
Those comeback shows, they pack them in, man.
Yeah, they do.
Retirement Sucks Tour.
Right.
Let's talk about your new album, A Little Bit Distracted. What are you being distracted from, and Who are you distracting?
Well, that's a great question. I've got two kids, and I find them delightful and very distracting. And I would say, if anything, being a dad has been probably the best job that anyone could ever want. It's certainly the best job I've ever had. But it's a little distracting from my music life. You know, my artistic endeavors get put on the side or the back burner just because I've got domestic responsibilities. So I've been a little distracted through the years, and I'll take a year or two or six or ten between records sometimes. And this new record's coming out in April, and it's only been a couple of years since I put one out. So it hasn't been too bad, but I've got ADHD, so I'm always distracted by something.
Are you getting your kids into music, or how do they look at your music? Tell us about your
sure,
music and kids.
Absolutely, yeah. Both my kids play. My youngest is a drummer who also plays guitar and bass, but drums are his first love. And my oldest is really a front person who plays bass and guitar. But really, their passion is vocals and being the star. They definitely chip off the old block. They like to perform. It's cool. We did a little family band about about 4 months ago. We did for the talent show at one of my kids' schools. We played one of my songs actually off my last record, and Charlie played bass, and Liam played drums, and I played guitar, and it was really fun.
I was gonna say it's like the Dargan family band.
Totally, man. Totally.
All right, so we're going to play another song here, and it looks like the next song we're going to play is That's All the Loving I Need. You actually sent us the music. We were to play the album version of this, but since you have your guitar tonight.
Sure, let's play it live, right?
Tell us about the song first before we play.
Sure, you know, the song, it's a love song. It's really to my wife, and it's pretty straightforward. I think you'll get the point of it. I moved here from sunny Southern California, and as I look out at this snowscape that we're all experiencing, there's a couple lines in this song that are definitely evocative of what's happening right now.
All right, this here is Sean Michael Dargan live in Max Inc. Radio.
That's all the loving I need. Stars above me, that's all the loving I need. Feeling, shouting, don't you ever doubt it. If you love me, that's all the loving, that's all the loving I need. Winter's warming, that's all the loving I need. Midwest charming, that's all the loving I need. Memories hazy, a giant bunch of Gerberid daisies. If you love me, that's all the loving, that's all the loving I need. Dark chocolate Easter bunny, when I'm ready, you're right there. If you love me, that's all the loving I need. Stars above me, that's all the loving I need. Backyard wedding, Wisconsin winter flannel bedding. If you love me, that's all the loving, that's all the loving I need. That's all the loving, that's all the loving I need. That's all the loving, that's all the loving I need.
That's a beautiful song, Sean Michael Dargan, live on Max Inc. Radio. Your wife must have been ecstatic when she heard that.
She likes that song.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Let's see here. Are we doing another song, or was it just the two songs?
We can do as many songs as you like, brother.
Let's do one more.
Right on.
If you were to do one more song, what would that be?
So this is one more song off my brand new record, which comes out in April. So this one's a little heavier, man. This one's called Permanent Impermanence. Yeah. Nothing lasts, right?
Let's check it out right now.
The things we love will disappear. Nothing lasts forever. Nature's finest engineer. Ending will commence. Permanent impermanence. We're only here for a little while. Nothing lasts forever. So trade that tear for a little smile. Nothing lasts forever. Consequence, the ending will commence. Permanent impermanence.
Sean Michael Dargan, live on Max Inc. Radio. Sean, thank you so much for coming in tonight.
Oh, you know it. Thanks for having me, fellas.
It's my first time meeting you, and I look forward to the next time.
Right on.
And please, sign our door, or the station's door.
Oh, you know that I will.
Yeah.
Hey, wait. Where can we find you online?
You can find me at SeanMichaelDargan.com.
And that's where the new music will be posted?
Yep. It's available. You know, the new single is up on Bandcamp, which is a really artist-friendly delivery vehicle. But, of course, it's also available on Spotify and iTunes and Orchard, all of your online digital delivery vehicles.
Did you hear that, folks? Bandcamp is an awesome vehicle delivery for music. You heard it from Sean.
I love
Bandcamp.
It pays the artists. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, and they have the free Bandcamp Fridays or whatever too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you can listen. You can listen for free, but you can easily pay the artists, and Bandcamp actually sends money to every artist when they make sales, which is certainly not the case with Spotify all the time. So
that's unheard of these days. Yeah. Sean, thank you so much. We appreciate
you. Thanks again.
Rocker, what's coming up next hour? We got Faster, Faster, Faster coming up at 8:30.
That's right. And then live in the Devil's Lair with the Gypsy Jazz of Harmonious Whale and Max and Kevy, 10 to midnight with yours truly, Rocker.
And coming up just after the top of the hour here, after 8 o'clock, we're going to hear an interview that Terry Barr recorded with Joe Richter, another local musician out of Milwaukee, actually. Looking forward to that. Sean, thanks again. Let's hear some Mascot Theory right now. Best is yet to come. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Stumble around like ghosts in the dark. learned about journeys that end with a start. Score enough karma duty to be done. Soaking up rays from an indifferent sun. Now the planets don't care if we win or we lose. Out in the distance, obstructed from view. And I'm treading for days like a log on the sea. And I can't save the world, and the world can't save me. But I believe the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Just trying to find the philosopher's stone. But the more I create, well, the less I control. Perpetual light of diamonds and dust. Like a shiny metal that reflects and it rusts. But I believe the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Shoreline can feel that
amaze.
The pebbles are setting their trap by
the waves.
Polished by sand, all shiny and new.
All
the stone in its feet and the current in you. And that stings when it bleeds. You know that power creates and power deceives. I can see this fight, but it won't kill the war. Like a moth to a flame, I come back for more. But I believe the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Oh, and I believe the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come.
The best is yet to come. That's the Mascot Theory on Max Inc. Radio from Every Sign of Life. Mascot Theory has been dropping singles here and there throughout the last couple of months. Good stuff. Be sure to check them out online. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. There's three locations in Madison: Monona Drive, O'Dana Road, and Willie Street. Their website is igniteglassandgifts.com, igniteglassandgifts.com. Also sponsored by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie here in Dane County. Locally owned restaurant, tavern, brewery, great food, live music. Get all the details, the menu, and see what beers are on tap at fullmilebeercompany.com, fullmilebeercompany.com. Not many chances to see Mackenzie Moore perform live in Madison due to her moving to L.A. She'll be at the Harmony on February 2nd.
There was a time, could you know?
All the buttons. All those stupid little buttons. Back to Mackenzie now.
There was a time, could you know, wrong? When everything was perfect to me. You gave your heart and I held on. Kept it under lock and key. You took aim and dropped the gun. Couldn't stop the bleed.
it was justified. Well, think again, my friend. You know that you just lied. So tell me, how does it feel to be alone? How does it feel now that you're on your own?
Tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.